Yes, it is. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Father, for an awesome time tonight with you, because you're in charge. And we ask that you lead all of us, Lord, to do the things and say the things that you'd have us to say, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that gives us the power, Father, to overcome the world and the flesh. And we praise you for it, Father, because we know that you're doing that work in us, because we look in the mirror every morning, that spiritual morning mirror every morning, and see nothing but Jesus. And that's the faith that you've given us, to believe that you are working this holiness into all of us. And I praise you, Father, for doing what you're doing in us, because it is. It's telling. It puts love in our hearts for each other. And just like Kurt had that dream many years ago about the golden cord, the golden thread that was knitting our hearts together. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to accomplish in us tonight, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, for all the prayers that have been answered and are going to be answered, because we have an open heaven with you, Father. And I thank you for it. And I thank you for all your angels that are round about this whole group, Lord, and kicking out all of the demons and the tormenting demons. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Has anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Will, go ahead, brother.
I just want to thank the Lord. I just had the nicest day. Well, it's yesterday for us, but it was yesterday. Let's say I just had the nicest day yesterday. It was really an amazing 2 days. I just want to thank the Lord for that, Lord. And we've got an injured horse. I don't know exactly what's wrong with the horse, but I think it's an internal injury. And I also just want to pray about that. Lord, thank you for the good days. thank you for the good days amongst the trials, and thank you for the trials. Thank you for giving us an idea of what's waiting for us in heaven. We can't really comprehend. And thank you for giving us the awesome, awesome days as a little drop in the ocean, as a little taste as to what is to come for us and what we can expect. And I just want to pray for the horse, Lord, that you would please heal the horse. We just bought it recently. We haven't tamed it yet, so it was a bit of a shock. I just ask that you please touch the horse, Lord, and heal it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that that's going to be the best horse he's ever had, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Maria. Well, you was waiting. I thought you were going to say something. She's waving. Okay. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, I'm busting. I have to say, I think it was this morning that I realized this, okay? I woke up and I'm going, what is going on? What is going on? I woke up in the middle of the night and I was singing. I'm going, what's going on? What's going on? Well, Dave, I want to say, I slayed the dragon. I killed the beast of anxiety. I have been cutting his head off, and I am free of anxiety. It's so amazing, so liberating. So praise report.
Praise God.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
So yeah, and I've been continuing with the violence of just binding, gagging, and cutting the head, and laughing as I'm doing this. So something has happened for sure. So thank you guys for the prayer. And then I do have a prayer request for a brother who is going through probably what I went through. I have actually used to work with him. He is a believer, but has not. Anyway, there's anxiety, there's depression, and I think suicide on him at this point. So I spent an hour on the phone praying with him. And the church he goes to doesn't have that kind of life that we have. So yeah, if you guys can just lift him up, especially the men, perhaps, because you can understand he's been through aneurysm. He had a brain aneurysm a year ago. He has been through 4 jobs in the last 4 or 5 years. He's about our age. Well, I don't know what age that is, but you know, let's say over 50.
I'll take it.
So he's a little stressed about going from one job to another. So yes, please. I prayed with him for an hour today. So if you guys could pray for him, his name is Yvonne.
It's what?
Yvonne. So Y-Y-V-O-N, Yvonne, but the male version of Yvonne. I don't know how to say that in English.
Okay. I don't either. The Lord, we lift up Yvonne to you. And we thank you, Father, for the blood that has covered him. We thank you for Carol's prayers. We just hook our faith up with her. And we command anxiety, depression, suicide, all of those off of Yvonne right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you go from him and take all your little imps with you in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that he is completely free from that in Jesus' name. And aneurysm, every symptom of it go. Any kind of after effects go from him right now in Jesus' name. We command his brain to be completely healed. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for clarity of thought, a sound mind. He has the mind of Christ. We speak it and believe it in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that Yvonne is completely healed, delivered, and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Anybody else want to pray? Yeah, Julie.
Praise you, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, for Yvonne. And we thank you, Lord, for the life you've given him and that he is a believer. And we thank you, God, that by the stripes of Jesus, Yvonne is completely healed. And he has no infirmity, and he is of sound mind in Christ Jesus. We pray down all of the witchcraft, confusion of the enemy, depression, heaviness, weariness, suicide, disappointment, failure, discouragement, and every lie the enemy is plaguing his mind with about where he's been and what's happened to him and the hopelessness and despairing and all these lies and fears in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that you give him a love for the truth. You draw him. Father, draw him to Jesus, draw him to the real Jesus of the Bible, and reveal yourself to him as you have to us, Lord, that he may know what is the truth, what he may know what is the hope of his calling, that he may know that he doesn't have to accept any of these things. And Lord, we just pray that as you've led Carol to pray for him in the past, Lord, that she will have words for him. Being able to pray for him, encourage him, and lead him even to this ministry, if that be your desire and your plan at this time. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for the good report. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. It is done. Anyone else? Yes, Marilyn, go ahead.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Father, we just thank you and praise you. We bless your holy name. You are a great God and a loving Father. And Father, I thank you that you're well aware of everything with Carol's friend here. There's nothing hidden from you, and nothing's too hard for you. And praise God, we can cast down also the demons of worry, stress, tension, restlessness, hopelessness. And Father, you have not given unto him a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Loving Father, I pray in your great mercy that you pour your spirit out on this beloved brother. Strengthen him in the inner man. That he would hold fast the confession of his hope, that it waver not because you're faithful that promised. That he grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season he will reap if he faint not. And Father, just draw him to you, draw him close to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enlighten the eyes of his understanding, Father, to see the deeper things of God. Draw him to you, Father, draw him into the Word. And may the Holy Spirit teach him and guide him and minister to him the truth. And Father, I pray that if he doesn't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that he will seek that he will desire that. And Father, we just thank you for blessing him. Thank you that you've put him in Carol's life, and you've opened a door for her to pray with him and to fellowship with him. And I just thank you, Father, for the faith and the power and the love of Christ in the prayers that have been offered up here tonight, and for the great and mighty report to the glory of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else want to pray for Yvonne? Did you want to pray, Nick?
Then I actually had something else. This coming, it's like October 23rd, our family is going, me, my mom, and her friend are all going to a football game this year. So.
Okay. Lord, we pray that they don't get hurt there. In Jesus' name. Keep them off the field when the players are out there. We thank you for doing that. We thank you, Lord, that they're just going to have a fine time there with popcorn and soda waters in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody's going to be rooting for the right team, too, in Jesus' name. Amen, Nick.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to have a fine time, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You going to be playing?
No. This is my first time actually going to the big house. So it's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You go have a good time. Go ahead, Geneva.
Okie doke. So sorry if you hear my dogs in the background. Me and Morgan, we found out on Friday what we're having, and we are having a little girl.
So, whoa, girl.
Yeah, a little cowgirl.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
so awesome. I've been so excited. I've been making all kinds of bows.
Oh.
My sewing skills are coming into play. Awesome. But we were both pretty excited. And during the ultrasound, they did say, which, you know, I'm not affected by this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. But in a perfect delivery, like we pray, they did say right now in my second trimester, the baby is in like a breech position, I guess. But we know that the baby is going to turn around, and, you know, during this time, babies move and they turn all throughout. So I just thank the Lord that, you know, baby's going to turn to the right position when it's time for the baby to come and come flying out. No pain, in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
And Morgan, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Morgan's had dreams about me having an awesome delivery. So okay. I'll believe it. Praise the Lord, too. Morgan's been having a lot of dreams here lately. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. You picked out a name yet?
Yes. We're going to do Micah from the Bible.
Oh, means okay.
Who is like God. So the Lord gave me that name in a dream, actually. So, awesome. Yeah, he's a.
You'll have to do like Missy, you know, just take over the screen and show pictures, you know, and do stuff like that.
Well, I will. Once you work all the time.
I know, and that's good. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. I love to see those kids. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
Everybody told where they're at, but Cindy didn't tell where she's from.
Where are you from, Cindy?
York, Pennsylvania.
What country? Okay, Pennsylvania.
Canada. No.
Repeat okay. that.
She said she was from Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania.
What happened to New? Okay. All right. That's a good place to be from. Amen. All right, Gato.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to give a little praise report. You know, we prayed this morning at our meeting for my daughter, Stacy, and her family that live in California. And I just thank the Lord that she's had a much better day today. You know, they're still not in their home. And actually, they had ordered a new evacuation order like the night before they got back. They came back yesterday from Ventura. And so they can't go to their home. But she just, you know, we prayed that the Lord would help her to you know, to walk through the trial that she's in. And he's doing that. And she just said she had a much better day today. And we prayed for rain. And she said the chances of rain have gone up to 66%, I guess. And they were like 33 a couple days ago. So she's really thankful for that. So, Father, I thank you for answering our prayers. And I thank you for that rain that is coming that will settle the air and so that they would be able to go back home. She and her family have been away from home for 3 weeks. So she's ready to go back and get some of the things she needs. So I thank you, Father, just for speaking to her heart and helping her to, I thank you for putting some joy in her heart today and helping her to see this as there will be an end sometime and she can make it through it and she can be joyful as well. I thank you, Father, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, place it in their heart to move from where I'm at, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I don't know that that's too likely to happen, but you never know. Things can happen.
But God.
That's right, but God.
Amen. All right, anyone else? You go try it again, Isaac. All right, brother, go ahead.
You're good, Michael.
All right, Dusty, I can hear you now.
I was gonna ask you guys for prayer. I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on. You know, I really felt in my heart sometime that and I don't mean this any type of way, you know, I don't mean this closely or whatnot. But I really been feeling like my mom lives in a bad way back home in Owensboro, Kentucky. And the apartment she was in was trash. I mean, it's terrible. lots of drug dealers go around there, and it was infested with cockroaches. You couldn't even go inside the place. It was so bad. And, you know, me and Geneva talked to Mariana, and we just feel like there was a job opening at the Walmart in Englewood, Florida, which is right where Geneva lives. And so the Lord really made some ways to get Mom down there. She transferred, so she had her job. And we were able to get her a house. Well, it's like a double-wide trailer in like a 55-plus community. So nice. It is so nice, the area. And I was pretty excited to do this. And but I tell you, everything kind of worked out perfectly. I think I told you guys about this, you know, along the way. Well, as she has gotten it, she has really just been persecuting me. It's almost, and this is no exaggeration, it's almost as if she hates me now. And I know it's not her, and I know that she's, you know, I want to say this now, and then I'll say everything else by faith afterwards. She's really got like, she's afflicted by demons, okay? And she's really been attacking. I mean, like, it's pretty bad. And some of the things, in the way she lives, it's not her either. It's like she chooses to live in a foul kind of way. Like letting, you know, I don't want to go into it too much. You know, I don't want to talk bad about my mother. But it's not hygienic the way she is with the animals. And the thing she does with these animals is not hygienic. It's just really, 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 really bad. And I'm trying to help her. But, man, I tell you what, man, she is, I don't know. It's as if, I mean, she would just look at me with these just meanest looks. Almost like snarling at me. And it's like, you know, and I know what it is. It's the fact that these demons don't like her child or children, you know, trying to, you know, honor their father and mother. They don't like it. And they don't like me. And they don't like Christ in me. But I'll say this, I was taking it on the chin a few times. Just meanness, man, meanness. Like, I couldn't even tell her. I said, Mom, you need to wash them cups. They have cockroaches in, you know, when she packed all her stuff. And she got mad, like screamed at me. And she took a swig out of it anyway, that nasty junk in there. I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. And it's like very rebellious. And I have no laws for her. You know, she can live there, do whatever she wants. Keep the food off the floor. That's all you got to do, man. And, but I tell you, man, I was taking it well. I was just like, okay, whatever. I get it. And I was trying to show her love and make her feel good about everything. And then one day, I'm also confessing my sin here. But one day, she was really just like, I don't know, man. Like, I couldn't even talk to her about her screaming at me. And I just kind of lost my cool. I was like, can you not be grateful for anything? I mean, anything. And I should know better. But the thing is, a stranger can call me anything, talk about me, do whatever. I don't care. Coworkers, it doesn't bother me. Call me anything in the book. It just doesn't get to me. But when it's a loved one or someone I care about, that's when it hurts. And, you know, she's really been hurting my feelings, and I gave in to the flesh. We had an argument, and I told her, you know, what I thought, but I know I was just fighting the flesh. Like, what can I do? There is nothing I can do, and no matter what conversation you could have, you could never talk sense into it. It's not possible. It is impossible. I'm going to tell you right now. It's impossible to have a common sense conversation. I don't mean it's wrong toward her. But with her in a, because those demons. And But yeah, I still fall victim to it. And I know those demons must be happy. Oh, we got him now. Oh, we got him now. Look, we got him. He ain't gonna have no boldness for faith now. And I fell for it. And I got in my flesh. So I'm asking you guys to pray with me. You know, I want to, I do believe she is delivered. I believe what y'all believe. But I think this is one of these moments, Michael, everybody, where it's funny you guys happen to be talking about this last podcast. I think it was Sunday. But these demons are the type of demons that need prayer to be cast out. And I believe prayer and fasting. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm willing to be corrected. But I think that's what's going to have to happen on my behalf. And will you guys, one, pray with me? I just want to confess my sin. Two, I'm asking prayer and boldness. And I want to do like David did when he went there and cast those demons out of his mother. Except the thing is, I want to be sent from the good Lord. You know, I think you said it, Michael. They went, but they weren't sent. I want to be sent. I want to know it's time. I want to know, one, I got the mote out of my own eye before I can say, hey, you get out of here. You know, you get out of her. So I know all this. I just want to make sure the Lord has got me taking care of everything from step A to step B, you know, everything in between. That way, when this happens, I'll have complete boldness. And that's that in the story. Anyways, just somebody could pray with me.
Do you have any unforgiveness in your heart toward your mama?
Well, before then, no. Now, man, I tell you, I've been battling. I've been casting pops down, Michael, but I feel it rise up. And I'll say this, while I was down there for a few days, absolutely, I had unforgiveness. You know, I just can't understand how somebody could do that. I really don't get it. But
can I tell you what it is?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, she's not saved, and she's not saved, Isaac. And she's just doing what she knows to do, what those demons tell her to do. And the demons, the first thing they want to do is interrupt your life and Geneva's life and family and cause divisiveness. That's their job. It's not your mama. It's the demons. And so once we get that in there, in their hearts, that's what it is. It ain't mama. Mama is, she's a loving, caring woman, you know. But when we figure it out that it's a demon, then we can come against it, command it to go, bind it up, whatever. And it has to obey. And we've got some firepower here. And I'm telling you right now that your mama fixing to get clean to that. Now it's up to y'all to take the gospel to her. You know, Geneva, you're down there. You and Morgan are down there, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I know that in my heart I've had bitterness the past 3 weeks with her because just the constant comments and stuff that she said has made me just mad at her and made me be bitter that I feel like she hasn't even recognized the fact that I'm pregnant at all. And everyone's always said, like, my whole life that I've been the mom and she's been the daughter. And over time, like, I've always been pretty good about letting it go. But over time, I feel like, especially here lately, it's just like building up. And anyways, Lord, forgive me. And I've said some things I shouldn't have said the past few weeks. And one day I really lost it and I blew up and I went outside and I was yelling because I was just so mad and overwhelmed. And I called Morgan and Morgan said a prayer and told me to go for a walk. And so I was walking. He was praying on the phone. But I know the Lord's going to come through. And Jesus, please forgive me.
Yeah. Amen. Best thing to do in that situation is just to back off and pray and believe and watch God and believe that, hey, look, this is not going to last that long. And I know when we pray tonight, it's going to happen. This Your mama's going to be free. What's her name?
Kim.
How much?
Kim.
Kim. Okay, sounds like she's got a spirit of rejection.
Very bad. You're 100% right, yeah. Michael.
Go ahead, Julie. You had something?
I just have a question. Isaac and Geneva, are you guys paying for your mom's rent and everything? I mean, when you moved her down there and helped her get everything situated, are you taking care? Are you supporting her financially and everything too?
Yeah, we are. Okay. You know, yeah.
The only reason I asked is kind of like the authority over your mom kind of thing. Yeah. You know, she's kind of like you're responsible for her in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole authority point's a good point. It's my house that she's living in.
Yeah.
So, just went up, you know, and from listening to Michael and David over the years, I know it to be true, but yeah, that's the
Okay. You go ahead and take authority over it, Isaac. We're going to hook our faith up with yours and Geneva's. And if we feel led to pray, we'll pray too. But you take authority over those demons and cast it out, and we're going to see a miracle.
Before I do that,
go ahead.
I want to go ahead and ask the Lord to forgive me for the bitterness and unforgiveness I had. And then that's what we're going to do. Lord, I thank you, Father. I want to confess my sins in front of the brothers and sisters. Oh, Lord. You know, I know the dreams you gave me before we went down there that I was going to be in boot camp. Well, here we are. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven me for my sins of bitterness, Father. And Lord, I thank you that I really am forgiven. It's yours, Father. Okay, can you hear me? Sorry. Anyways.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Father, thank you for forgiving me. I believe it. The claim is done. And I know we've been set free. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have delivered my mom. Satan, your demons, you have no dominion over her. She is under that roof of mine that the Lord has given me. You've got to go, and you go now in Jesus' name. And we have brothers and sisters here. One can send 1,000 flight and 2, 10,000. And they go out of that house, out of my mother. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father. I feel it now. And you go and you get out of my mother. You get and you go. You go out to that sea and you be gone. And don't come back. And fill her with your love and fill her with the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus right now, I've put my faith up with Isaac and Geneva and everybody in here. And we thank you, Father, that her house is cleansed in Jesus' name. Devil, you're bound. Go. Kim, you're whole. Your body is whole. Your mind is whole. You have clarity of thought. You have peace in your heart. We command that spirit of rejection out, spirit of divisiveness, faction, go from her right now in Jesus' name. Every one of you, go in the name of Jesus. Argumentative spirit, go. Lack of peace, go right now in Jesus' name. Everything that is tormenting that woman, you go from her right now, every one of you. Go. Every tormenting demon that has tormented her for all these many years, leave her now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you. I thank you that she has been cleansed. Her blood has been cleansed with the purity of the Holy Spirit. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Kim and Isaac and Geneva and their families. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just believe that you're doing that work in her right now. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. And we thank you for it, Father, because she is free. And you said those who are free indeed in Christ. And Lord, we thank you that she will be receptive to the gospel, the true gospel in Jesus' name, and that she's going to be on fire for God, and she's going to be doing a 180-degree turnaround in Jesus' name when they go visit her. In Jesus' name, we believe it, Lord. It makes no difference what our natural eyes see and our natural ears hear. We believe she is a child of God, a mighty woman of God. In Jesus' name, we declare it and decree it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God. I believe it. My. Anyone else? Whew, I know that's done. That woman's going to be free. She won't know how to act. Go, Marilyn, go.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you and praise you. I also bind up the spirits of rebellion and stubbornness and any spirits of entitlement that would cause her to be ungrateful, unthankful. We bind all that up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, what you're bringing to me was just the situation with the animals and just the lack of cleanliness. Is, you know, this is just a nest of unclean demons. So even if we haven't called you out by name, we cast out every unclean spirit and demon. We command it to go in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you'd fill her up with the Holy Spirit. And Father, I'm bold to ask that you're going to do a quick work in Kim. Geneva's going to have this baby in a few months. And part of the reason that they moved her down there was to get her into a better physical situation. And we're believing for a better spiritual situation. But also that she could be a blessing to Geneva and Morgan and have contact with this new grandbaby. Father, I pray that you're going to, as a token of what the work you're doing in Kim, that she's going to get excited over Geneva having this baby. I command all that self-idolatry. I cast it down, self-will, self-idolatry in Jesus' name. And she's going to start, it's just going to like the scales are going to fall from her eyes and she's going to wake up and start seeing things through the eyes of Jesus. And that she's just really going to change and that she's going to change before Geneva has this baby. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you. Wow, Father, what a great privilege and honor and blessing to come and to pray for her and to believe for her. And Father, we're thanking you in advance for a great report. And I'm believing that she's even going to want to be on here and to fellowship. And Father, you're going to give her some godly neighbors there that they're going to be reaching out to Kim. And you're going to bring people across her path there that know you and love you and that you're going to use them as well. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Foul spirit, get out of there. And all them cats go with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Julie.
I don't know that maybe we did, but just a spirit of rejection that has to go as well. Rejection, fear of rejection, insecurity, and a spirit of jealousy. You go in the name of Jesus. And what damage has been done, Lord, in the relationship between Kim and her children, we just pray for an outpouring of your grace, Father, and healing and restoration there, Lord. And whatever animosity that Kim's holding against her kids, in any way, Father, that you just work a humility in her and a brokenness that she needs. And we all have to come to that place of repentance, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for doing this work in Kim and surrounding her with the right people in her life where she is now, Father. And we pray a hedge of protection around Kim. And we ask, God, that you just love on her and that you give Isaac and Geneva and their spouses and their grandkids just the ability to really love on her. She needs it. She's not able to receive it, Lord, right now, but we know that's coming, and love breaks through all of that, Lord. There's love covers all offenses. And we just thank you, Lord, for you give us all the ability to love those who speak ill of us, Lord, and we can turn the other cheek and stand our crosses. And we're going to see changes, Father, in the people that we've been praying for, not just Kim, but others too, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Going to be a different woman. Thank you, Lord. And I just command any kind of condemnation off of Isaac and Geneva or any of their family members right now in the name of Jesus. They are sanctified by the power and the blood in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my, there's some power in this room. I want y'all to know. Lord of God, Kim, if you come out and be delivered in Jesus' name, you be whole, girl. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that your heart replacing that old stony heart of hers. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Isaac going to say, who is this? Who is this woman? My gracious sakes alive. That's what's going to happen. I believe it. Amen. Everybody believe that? Raise your hands. Glory to God. Glory. Look at the power. My goodness. Two can send 10,000. How many have we sent now? Oh, my goodness. She's got angels all up in that house right now. There's angels all up in that house. Thank you, Jesus. Them cats is gone.
Get some of them angels back to him. I'd be really happy.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Joe.
I also want to pray. Father, thank you for our first summer rain soaking. Thank you for the blessing in our lives. Father, as our first summer rain, the same we asked for Kim for summer rain and a new season in our life for love and grace and experience you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. All right. Go ahead, Will.
I just wanted to add how the Lord will honor this moment. It's always so wonderful. We had two family members that we did warfare for, and everyone just started saying a few months later how they've changed and how the Lord just comes through in moments like this. And he will come through, and he has come through for family. And thank you for God, thank you for the victory. I just want to pray for all of us, and especially for myself, just to overcome fighting back in the flesh and becoming angry and throwing down your crown to the ground, casting down the crown. Let no one steal your crown. Lord, I pray that it will be in faith alone, that we we'll overcome this, and that in a trial of anger and when someone comes against our flesh, Lord, that we will allow the flesh to be crucified, and it will be by faith, Lord. Help us to just grasp it and overcome and claim the victory, and just I think it will be like this nothing just by praising you in the moment and just thanking you in faith that nothing can make us unforgiving, and just speaking to the situation and taking authority. And just I just had a prayer, and it's just sort of like, Lord, thank you that nothing on this earth can make us unforgiving, and that we will take that authority in that moment, Lord, and get the victory and come back and just praise you and tell everyone. Yeah, I'd like just a good testimony, Lord, that I've just been able to just calm down and walk and just take that walk. Yo, if I had a $5 for every time I could have just turned away and gone for a walk and come back. Lord, just help us to outgrow this and just overcome it in the name of Jesus. I ask that, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We believe it, Lord. We believe it. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Malcolm.
I just wanted to pray for Kim, Lord. I just pray that as these demons are kicked out, they're already kicked out, that you will grant her an audience with yourself that she'll never forget. And you will fill her with your Holy Spirit like we've already prayed. And you will endow her with the gifts that you've planned for her from the beginning of the world. And I just thank you for what the reconciliation you're going to bring and the great joy in that family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Judy, you want to pray?
Well, I had a prayer request from Kathleen. Okay. So you want me wait on that one?
Well, let's see if anybody else wants to pray for Kim. Yeah, we'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay,
great. Anybody else want to pray for her? But I declare it's done then. Oh, go ahead, Kim.
Okay, well, Kathleen from Brazil.
No, Judy, I said Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oops. That's okay. Sorry. That's all right.
I just want to pray from a child to a parent, the way you taught me to pray. When I come into any kind of phone call or that I'm drawn to go see my family, my parents, my mother and my father separately, I pray for Isaac and Geneva, Lord, that you would... Isaac asked that he would move with you and you alone, that I heard that prayer, and I want to honor that prayer and come into agreement, Lord, that you will give him a heart, your heart, to answer the phone and or go there only when you have told him to, that you would always, that your child, Isaac and Geneva, would be connected to you before they answer the call and or go visit, that all the ungodly soul ties that we prayed against tonight, they're broke, that they would remember to break it if ever they come into contact in the flesh, and that we've claimed tonight your godly soul ties in this family. We thank you, Lord, that Kim is delivered. We see, I see this woman, and I see her how you see her, and I pray that Geneva and Isaac can see what you see, how you see all of us before we were saved, and how we can see Kim right now in that beauty, that light, and that splendor, how you love her and how much you love Isaac and Geneva, and how they've stepped up, Lord, to be there for their mother, regardless of how difficult it can be. So I pray for their hearts, Lord, to be completely repaired from any pain that a child feels when they see their parent not living in your love. And I pray for that love to be in them, and that they receive your love, and that their heart is repaired. And so that we're just claiming only this beauty, this beautiful heart that you have for this family. And I thank you, Lord, for this heart that you have for them. I thank you for the body of Christ here that is praying for each and every one of your children that have yet to be saved. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. The love of Christ compels us. We want to be only moved. And I felt that in Isaac tonight, to be moved only by your love. And we thank you. That love is exactly what will cast out any spirit of division, any spirit that comes from that ugly spirit of fear. And I thank you, Lord, that godly soul tie is you have tied this now. You have tied this love in this family, and there is nothing that can take that away. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. It is done. Amen. Thank you, Carol. I believe with her. I believe with everybody to pray. There ain't nothing but Kim to do now. Just be free. He is so free. My goodness. All right, Judy. Go ahead, girl.
Whoops. Okay, I'm using my phone. We couldn't get in on my iPad. It wouldn't take that second password. I don't know why. It took it up for the phone, but so I'm not used to using the phone. So Sorry. But anyhow, I talked to Kathleen. She's from Brazil, and she works with an evangelist overseas, H, and he's been hunted down, and the Jehovah Witnesses over there want to kill him. They even sideswiped his car, and they practically almost totaled it. Looks like a big boulder fell on the front of it, but he did not get hurt, and neither did there was a guy on a bicycle. He didn't get hurt, but the Jehovah Witnesses, they got hurt. So thank you, Lord, for that. But they told him that he has to get out of the country now, or they will make sure something happens to him.
Judy.
Yeah.
Please don't say the country.
I didn't.
Oh, I know. I'm warning you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. No, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kathleen said too. Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Good deal.
Okay. Well, so anyhow, he wants prayer, and I've talked to David. David's going to text him or email him. So we're just going to bind up those evil spirits and demons, and just whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we're going to just cast them away. And we just say that they cannot hurt him at all, no matter what. There, a bunch of Jehovah Witnesses tried to do this to him once before, but they saw that God had a hold of him and that there was no way they could hurt him. So they became Christians also. So we just prayed that these Jehovah Witnesses that are trying to hurt this evangelist, that they cannot hurt him, and that they will see that God is with him, and that they'll become Christians. We thank you for that, Lord, and give the evangelist peace of mind that he's got, that God's with him and everything is fine. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, thank you, Lord, for your big warrior angels round about him to protect him from any kind of problem in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. We send your angels out there right now, Lord, to protect him and everybody else that's out there doing your work, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, let them get into the real good news in a fine way, that they would understand what faith is, and we praise you for it, Father. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Will.
I just want to pray. South Africa's national presidential election is coming up, I think, in the next month or something. And we've got that Senator Van Rensburg prophecy looming over our heads. I don't know if you are familiar. Some of you guys are familiar with him. Aren't you familiar with him, Michael? The Seer Van Rensburg.
I don't remember it, I guess, Will.
Yeah, David did a teaching on him one evening. He had a lot of information on the Third World War in Europe. A seer. David did three seers, Mother Shipton, and then another Catholic lady that was a seer, like she had a spirit, a prophetic spirit or something. And Seer Van Rensburg is a South African.
You're talking about a familiar spirit?
No. It's just a spiritual gift or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
It's not the unhealthy type. So he did a teaching on that three, and he said this guy was the best out of the three. And he was a South African. I think he was active during the early 1900s, like the 20th century, early 20th century. And he made a lot of visions, and a lot of it's about the end times. And also, like, David was interested in in his content concerning what will happen with America and what will happen in the Third World War. There's a lot of visions he had about that. So it was also strange because we knew about him because he's got a big sort of following in South Africa, being that he was extremely accurate. And it was very funny that David one evening started talking about him. We were like surprised and telling and saying he should be really, he was very, he gave him a good, like a good review, like he should be considered. Being that he was very accurate on past events. There is a prophecy on South Africa that almost came to pass, but I think it was like hopefully a Jonah prophecy. But I just want to pray for our elections. Lord, I pray that, I just want some guidance sort of in a way, Michael. I don't know, can we pray down? Can we pray? What can we pray for? A good government.
Yeah, absolutely. You can pray for one. You can pray this one, that the people would come alive, and that the elections would be fair. That's the main thing right there, getting fair election with what's going on today. Absolutely, we can. Is that guy's name Cobus von Rensburg?
Yeah. It was so, we've like, he has quite a following in South Africa. There's a big community. We've got a few things going on in South Africa. We've got a 16th of December, there is a day of promise, which if you guys want to look into that, I want to sort of email David about it. It's like there was a battle, and then the farmers back then, like the colonialists against the local community, they had a big fight, and then they made like a promise, like a vow to God, if they win this battle, then they will commemorated every year on that day, and their descendants are bound to that vow. So all of South Africa, like I'd say the predominantly the white community, would celebrate this victory and are bound under that vow which they made to God. They even built a big building in Pretoria. There's a big building there in honor of that whole victory. And if you don't do it, it's like, it's illegal not to do it. You'll become, it's like a Sunday. If you don't do that 16th of December, it's intense. I haven't had, like I'd say 80% of the white population honors that 16th of December. if you don't do it, it's like a big sin. So we've never touched on this. It's a very important thing. Joe would also be very familiar with it, and Dirk and Paula and Pietro, we all know about it. Like ICE, we celebrated it every 16th of December, but I've got a different view now. So, but it's like some would go around and say, yeah, the Lord is punishing us because no one is honoring that. There's a lot of you guys not honoring that 16th of December vow that our forefathers has made, you know, and it's seen as very serious. And I don't know if you're even allowed to, I don't know about that whole incident, and it will definitely be on Wikipedia. It's very strange, but I probably didn't express myself properly, and I was like, I didn't want to express this is a very sensitive topic. Like, let's 80% to 90% of the South African, especially the Afrikaner white community, would still think it right to honor that vow. It's huge here. It's just, I don't know if you knew about it, Michael. It's very, it's just the strangest thing. You need to, yeah, my God.
But when I get off, I'll look him up.
Yeah, I think it's so huge that concerning all the, it's like I just need to email David about it as well. You'd be very, there's an enormous building. What's the building's name? I'm just asking my mom. There's a
Union
building. The Union Building. There's a huge, it's like a huge building in Pretoria in commemoration of this big victory. It was like compulsory for all Afrikaners to honor this vow, which was made 100+ years ago. So I just want to pray for Lorda. Oh, no, my mom says not the Union Building. No, it's got another name. Sorry, we don't know.
Voortrekker Monument.
Voortrekker, oh, I'll get in so much trouble for not remembering.
Yeah, I've got a memory like a steel trout. Also got somebody in the chat putting it in there. Monroe knows about it.
Yeah, that's good. And Rian and Claire will also be very familiar with this. And I forgot about it until now. Like, it's a big thing to discuss in South African Christianity. But I just want to pray, Lord, I just sort of feel like I don't have the right to claim a good government. You know, like, shouldn't more South Africans repent for me to be able to pull down this government, you know, like get in a better, more Christian government? It's just like, that's attacking me now, like a thought coming in. Lord, I just want to pray that you will show me what your will is for the government. And I just want to pray Michael's advice that we are allowed to pray in a decent government. Lord, I pray against all corruption with the voting, that you will create a way, Lord, and that you will make sure that the voting is 100% secure and fair. Lord, I pray for insight into every South African's mind, that they will make a decent choice and they will make the best choice for this time. And Lord, thank you, if it's your will, that we can look forward to amazing governments in South Africa. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for South Africa, Lord. Jesus. Now, all right, Judy, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I forgot. David also wanted you to pray against the faction here, against UBM and everybody here, to bind them up. And so I'm just asking you to pray for them, because he wanted you to pray against them.
All right.
So I'll let you do that.
Well, thank you. I'll do it. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do. We come against the faction. We come against our deep state. And we thank you, Father, for bringing them down. We thank you, Lord, that we can pray, and we can pray against him. He told us, too, that every curse that they speak against us, he said the angels are to lob it back into their court. And Lord, we believe you're doing that in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protection on the outreach also, Lord, against any kind of attack from the enemy. And we thank you, Father, that attacks against our communications, attacks against our families, attacks against anything is thwarted by the angels of God, by the Holy Spirit. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We command that deep state to be bound up and not curse anything anymore until they learn their lesson. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask, Lord, that the ones that you're going to save, that you'd bring them out of it, that you'd separate them. We send the confusing angels, demons in there right now to cause confusion amongst them and to separate them from each other in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, that that's what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us and getting the ones that are called out of there in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Ice.
Okay, I just want you guys to pray for me because I've been dealing with some intense sadness, especially today, because my husband and I and our family were supposed to be moving Friday. And essentially about a year ago, I had prayed that if the Lord wanted me to leave my apostate church, which of course he did, that he would move me because I didn't have the strength to do it myself. And then through a series of events that were completely unexpected, now we are actually moving. Not too far to where I wouldn't be able to attend, but just over the course of the past couple of weeks, like I've just had really intense dreams and they've just kind of come to this point where, okay, I can't be slow to catch on anymore. Like obviously the Lord is telling me not to go back there. And in one of those dreams, I did actually ask advice from Winnie and she gave me a word today, two words from the Bible, essentially saying, don't go back there, like shut the door and don't turn around. But I'm just going through really sadness, you know, because these are people that I built relationships with over the past 3 years and everything. And it's just hard. So I just need prayer for that.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for putting a boldness in Ice to know that she's amongst true believers that believe all of the Word of God and not just a portion of it, because a portion is not going to get you in. It's going to be the whole Word of God. And we thank you for it, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that this is going to be, she's not going to miss anybody. And we thank you for it, Lord. All she's going to do is pray for it. Pray that there would be truth brought into this fellowship. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. That all she needs to do now is just pray for it. And we praise you for it, Father. And to obey the scriptures. The scripture said to separate yourself from them. And that's what you're doing. And we thank you, Father, that you have given her a boldness to step out and do this, her and her husband, in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to pray? Winnie got a good word for you. That's a good word, Ice.
Oh, I'm sorry. And pray for my husband as well. He's not yet a believer. So I'm waiting for me to die spiritually. And I believe that. Like, he's hoping that this will, I guess, calm down the fanaticism. But obviously.
Okay. What's your husband's name?
His name is Henry.
Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Henry, Ice's husband. And Lord, we just pray that the Lord of Harvest would run somebody by him that would give him the truth that he would listen to. And we thank you, Father, for granting repentance to him and drawing him in, Lord. And we praise you that, Henry, you're coming into the kingdom in Jesus' name in a mighty way. And we praise you for it. And Lord, we thank you that Ice is just going to be the perfect wife, submitted to everything. And he's going to see it. And he's going, what is going on here with my wife? She's different. And he'll want some of it. And I thank you for it, Father, that the light from Ice that her husband would see, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
I want to pray for Henry too, and Ice. So Lord, I thank you for this move that you're giving them, Lord, and answering Ice's prayer. And Lord, I just lift up Ice to you, Lord. And I ask that if in any way Henry is crucifying her at this time, Lord, or the children, that you would help them to bear their cross joyfully, Lord, and to take everything to you. And that you would, that she would be able to win him with her chaste behavior, as your word says, Lord, that she would be patient in this, Lord, as it can be such a trial. I know a lot of women who've had unbelieving husbands, Lord, and it's a very heavy trial. And I just ask, Lord, that you would just give her more abundant peace and grace and joy and love for her husband, and that she would be able to joyfully submit in all things, that the children also would submit and honor their father. And I just thank you, Lord. We believe he's coming into the kingdom. Lord, you said that the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the believing wife. And we believe that for Henry and for Ice and their children. And I thank you, Father, for just being with that household and just letting peace be there, Lord. No matter if there's disagreements, unsaid disagreements about the word of God, Lord, that there will still be peace, and that you will just have your way in that household, Lord. And it would be a testimony to many people, and that you'll be able to use ICE in the future to help other women, Lord, of how to win their husbands by their chaste behavior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for ICE and Henry. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, Benita.
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage ICE also. We've all, a lot of us have been in that similar situation and coming out of the church. And I came out almost a year ago, and our church had an event this past weekend that I went to, and the pastor was preaching for about, you know, maybe 10 minutes. And as I was listening to him, I was just thinking of how much I have grown in this past year in UBM and not being in the church, and just letting the truth of what's being taught here come into me, and that spirit to come into me, and that other spirit to leave. And what a difference it made. So I just encourage you to just be bold, and that the Lord would just guide you, and that he would just be with you as you take this bold step. And I encourage you in that, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
Shibo coming in. Excuse me. I just always also encourage you by the scriptures, just where you see where, when we follow Jesus, it's a hard, you know, it's a hard road that we take. It's a narrow, and, you know, we leave a lot of people behind. And because God has called us out of those places. But when you see those things in the scripture and counting the cost of what it is to be a disciple and really follow what you know and believe in, and you know it's the truth, that it's going to be worth it. And God's going to use your prayer, sister, for your family and for those that you have known and loved and fellowshipped with and care for, that you will, that God would give you the grace and the anointing to pray for them. And as he leads you to, for their eyes to be open to, and if there's opportunities for you to minister to them in some form in the future, that you will be ready when God says you're ready to do that. But in the meantime, just rejoice in this this high calling, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay, Pat, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to pray for Henry, if I could. Father, we thank you for drawing Henry through this time. Lord, I just ask that you would bring him into circumstances in his own life, in his own thinking, that you would open up his eyes to the time that we're in. Lord, I don't know if he is familiar with the scripture or with prophecy or anything like that, Lord, but I just believe that your word, compared to what is happening today in our society, should bring a check in his spirit, that he would really start to wonder what is going on. And so, Father, we thank you that you are leading us all. You're leading every person out of the depth of the darkness around us. And Lord, we thank you for the light that is in that family through ICE. Thank you for the word of God, the sanctification that is happening in that process. And so we trust you, Lord, to open up Henry's eyes. We bind any spirit of pride. We bind any spirit of anger, of resentment, of jealousy of whatever that spirit that would be hindering him from opening up his eyes and seeing the reality of where we're at now in the earth today. So Lord, we just trust you. We ask you to open up his eyes. Just command light to shine in his darkness and to split the reality open in his eyes, that he can see you, that he can desire you, that he can desire to know the living God. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that you grant repentance. And so we just trust you for that repentance by taking down the strongholds in his life and taking down the lies that are binding him. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want to do something too. I'll break the power of Satan off of Henry right now in the name of Jesus, and I declare you into the kingdom in Jesus' name. And Father, we just praise you and thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Dave. How's it going, brother? You have to unmute yourself. It's hard to us to hear you unless you do.
I'm sorry. I clicked okay. The hand. I thought that did my mute too. I don't know why. Yeah, that's just what I was going to pray, Michael. I was going to bind Satan from Henry. I used to agree with us on that. You're in agreement with us on that. We bound Satan and anything that might be hindering him from coming into the kingdom right now. That's mostly Satan. He's got some kind of veil over him. So we're taking that veil off him now in the name of Jesus. It has to go. And just wait and be patient, like everybody's saying, and keep your faith.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it's done, y'all. Henry, come on in, brother. All right. Anybody else? Looks like it's prayer time tonight, don't it? This is good. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Will.
A few years ago, there was a time that the Lord's presence, I'm sure it was all beneficial, but the Lord's presence came upon me, and it was so frightening. Not that that was a bad thing, it was just a seriousness. I saw a new side of the Lord and a seriousness of it all. Just, it was so overwhelming, but the fruit of that whole event was... it brought up so much fruit. I just want to pray for this time. Lord, I pray that there will be no wasting of time, that your presence, Lord, will be as that time. I just pray that an experience like that will come back over all of us, Lord, that you will be so overwhelming. And we will... be so overwhelmed by your presence that nothing else will hinder us now and nothing else will distract us. It didn't even feel like I was on this earth. There was nothing else but his presence, and the seriousness of Christianity was so overwhelming. And it was the things that I had to take seriously was so overwhelming that nothing else, there's no room when it was just an amazing experience, and it was so beneficial. Lord, I ask you to bring that back, or bring something similar or whatever is beneficial, Lord, just to overwhelm us now during this time with your presence, that we will be focusing on you, Lord, making the changes that you want us to make. Take it extremely seriously, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your glory all around us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. That'd be awesome. We need encouragement every now and then, Lord. We praise you for it. Yeah, Missy.
This weekend I was bragging, you know, that, and giving the Lord credit that it's been quite a while since I've had a cold or anything like that. Well, then on the way home yesterday, I started getting this sore throat. Now I have this sinus pain, sinus headache, and these lying symptoms. It's like you brag on the Lord, give the Lord credit, and then the enemy attacks you. So I'd appreciate some prayer, and I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to have a good night's sleep tonight. I'm not going to have any hindrance and pain.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, I command this headache to go, the sinus problems to go, and this spirit of infirmity to leave her right now in Jesus' name, and take all your symptoms with you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that tonight she's going to sleep better than she has in a long time. And we praise you, Father. No interruptions whatsoever in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. This is going to get a good night's sleep, wake up in the morning with a smile on her face, skip in her walk, and Jesus on her mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I believe it. Curses or witchcraft that's been sent my way that's causing this, and I cast them down and I break it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You bore it for me, and it's not mine. I'm not under the curse. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed by your stripes. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, do you want to pray for your sister? Did you see what she put in the chat? She wants... I don't know what it was. What was it, Gina? I saw you answer her.
Yeah, Cindy was wanting to, I'm behind here. Please pray that I find a private, quiet place to join in the meetings. I'm struggling to hear, and she's being distracted. So, Father, we lift up this request to you. For Cindy, Lord, that these little things are not too difficult for you. You can make it so that during this time, she's going to have peace and quiet, and what would normally be a distraction is no longer a distraction, and that she will be able to join us freely, unhindered, in the name of Jesus. And we don't know how you're going to do it, but we just praise you and thank you that it's done. Amen.
And Lord, if it's her husband or her daughter, you know, coming in and talking or whatever, Lord, help them to understand that this is her time to have fellowship and to respect that and to not disrupt her, Lord, and help her if she need be to convey that in kind, gentle way, and that they accept it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing Cindy on. You told me to just wait, not to you know, pressure her. It was probably like a year ago, maybe she mentioned about coming on, but she never did. So thank you, Lord, that you will help her feel comfortable and at home, Lord, and with us all, and that she feel loved, Lord, and that nothing that she hears will chase her away, Lord, that if there's something that she does not understand, that she will ask a question, ask for an explanation, Lord, and help us to be... week to the week to be not overwhelm her with information, Lord, but just give her little tidbits, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, you be sure and tell her not to miss Thursday night, because she's going to hear a lot of good testimonies and praise reports.
Okay.
Amen. Yeah, Nick, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to pray. I had a praise. I'm actually healed from my allergies now. So,
amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, yeah. Father, for doing that for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Look at our football game. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Isaac, go ahead, brother.
Hey, real quick, I forgot to mention something. This is a good thing, though. So after I had that little argument with my mom. I had a dream that night, Michael. It was really, really quick. It's real blip. No, I'll get off here. But see, I used to work at a place called King's Island. That's where I was a control specialist there. It's like a Six Flags or a Busch Gardens or a, basically I was like the head controls guy for all the roller coasters and whatnot. And that is a very intense job. But there's this ride I was on the top of. And it's this ride right here, if y'all can see it. Probably can't see it because
you messed it up. Lift it up a little bit.
I think it's that light on the side.
Oh, that's one of them tall tower jobs, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody so, goes on them needs to get saved.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, in that dream, I was in the top of that tower in the motor house because that ride's called Drop Tower. You know, I think you kind of get it. And I was in the top of that motor house, very, very top. I've been there before because the thing got struck by lightning. I've had to replace every prox, frequency drive, everything, encoder from top and down, just me riding up and down it. It's terrible. There's an elevator in the center column of that tower. Anyways, so I was up there and, you know, you have like a, in the motor house, in this dream, there was the tower was hollow. You could fall all the way through the bottom. It's like 310 feet in the air. And I've been all the way up top, even where that blinky light is. So lots of crazy stuff. Anyways, after that argument, I was up in that dream in Drop Tower in the motor house, and I almost fell off the side down to the very bottom. And I grabbed the cable because that ride's hoisted by cables, right? Got two motors to drive them up. And I grabbed that cable, and you know cables are lubricated. And so I grabbed that, and I was able to hang on. I had my left hand on and my right foot on the railing. And that was the only thing holding me up. And I can't remember if somebody gave me their hand and pulled me up. I was able to get up. And I remember you come in there, Michael. And it just kind of dawned on me after we just talked. And you brought a raft with you, except it was a boat. It was a wooden boat. And I was thinking, and you said to us, and you said, sorry if it's foggy. You said something like, I got something that will fix it. And it was this boat. And I was thinking about the boat. And I said, you know, it wasn't a deep V boat, you know, it kind of breaks the waves, cuts through them and glides smoothly. It was a John boat. John boat. Repentance. You know, and it just dawned on me. And that's what I needed to do. And amen.
Praise God.
God
man, is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, man. I didn't even think about it before that, Michael. And that was a dream. And that's all. I just wanted to share it. The Lord gave it to me. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for giving us these dreams and we following through with them. Thank you, without even knowing about it. Thank you, Lord.
One more thing, Michael. Sure. I was on the way home from Florida. It was yesterday. We got in late last night. I was looking through YouTube for something to like listen to, like a little podcast, David. And I was on Marianne's phone because my phone was charging. And I looked through her phone because it was synced up to the Bluetooth. And I didn't even have to scroll. When I put on YouTube, the UVM message was the Tower of God. That's what the title was. I said, I need to click on that. And David talks about the tower being the name of Jesus, you know, and it was awesome. It was just so perfect. You can't even plan these things out. It's just, he does it, man. Thank you.
I know God is so good. He is so awesome. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Isaac and all of us. We've all had experiences similar to that, I'm sure. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Just don't stop now. We got 20 minutes. What else do we need to pray for, y'all? We need to pray that giraffe out of Will's front yard there. Go ahead, Will.
When Vanita was talking, I just thought about something that I wanted to say there and pray about. David had a teaching, like when I broke free from the specific denominations, just a while after that, David had a teaching and said, we're not allowed to go back there unless the Lord sends us back. And since then, the Lord tried to get me back. It's not bad. We don't do baptisms for little kids, but it's like a blessing in thing where it's like I wish I could say it in English, but you like just do a little ceremony where the child is blessed. It's just much better than a baptism. It's just a prayer and like they bless the child. And hopefully that the child will come to repentance and then obviously do his own baptism the right way. But like a family would invite me to go back and I have to attend these functions. And the last one, I was just wondering about that. It's like things are happening. It looks good, but it still tries to get me back, to go back there. And my mother, the message I got was not to go back. I'm not allowed to go back. And let the Lord send you back. Then you can go back. And it's been quite trialsome. I got in trouble the last, it's actually a month ago, that I didn't attend a family member's child's like this event where they were going to bless the child. And but not that it was in my hand, I was going to go, but then something happened on the farm and I couldn't go. And I was just thinking about it. I was praying the previous day, like, Lord, you told me not to go back there unless you send me back. So please intervene. And I didn't go. It was interesting. I thought about it. And I just want to pray about that. Lord, thank you for separating us from the world. I pray that you protect us now. And when it's our time to go back, that we will have matured in Christ and that we wouldn't have to say a word. They will just see that we have changed phenomenally. And that will be a testimony in itself. I just want to pray for a day, the faction, the prayer. Lord, we pray against the faction attack happening against the UBN community. We pray that you will send your angels to make a wall around everyone and that they will stand strong and they will be extremely victorious this time around as well, Lord, that you would have made the changes that you wanted to make and that this will be just a glorious victory, that no unforgiveness and bitterness would find entry. I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Amen. All right, Dave, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was just going to comment briefly with Will about the churches that you've come out of. I think the big warning is on this from David, and you can always converse with the Lord on this always. That's a good idea, too, you know, if you're going to go back. But it's not that he doesn't want you to go back ever. Not if there's something like that, like something comes up. But it's more in a sense of you finding yourself in Christ and being strong in Christ when you leave, so that you have the ability to know what the truth is. And you're founded in the truth, and you're established before you go back to the old church you've been in, if you're visiting or whatever. Because the tendency is, if you're not really matured yet in Christ, you have the tendency possibly to fall back into that church system. Because if you have that desire to be around the people and you miss them and all that stuff, oh, you miss you know, they have their way of they do things, you know, their way of worship and the music and all that stuff. It's in the religious part of the things we left. Sometimes people have a tendency to be drawn back in by to that, because that's maybe sometimes they miss that. So that's more the danger than it is than just visiting. So it's more about becoming mature in the Lord first and established. And then when you go back, you're going back and you're just being weak to the weak, and you're not going to be swayed to go back there, because you know what you've got outside of that church now. You were called out and you've become a new creation in Christ that you didn't have before. So that's probably the only danger of coming out of the church is then going back, is making sure you're firmly established first and you're mature so that you know what it is you are now, because it's not what you're going to have there. And you realize that when you go back, it's like, oh, wow, they haven't gone anywhere and you have, you've matured. So that's the only danger about going back and looking at the churches, because when you immediately come out, yeah, you need to stay out for a little while. You need to get your head straight. You know, you need to get a lot of this stuff and information coming in, and you need to understand what it is that the Lord's drawing you out for, what he's showing you. But you can't get that if you go back immediately. You'll lose it. So that's the only danger.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Malcolm.
Hi again. Years ago, when I was going hither and yon trying to get people to pray for me to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I was at a place down in Sacramento, California, that I'd flown down to, and this guy who was ministering there. He wasn't the main speaker, but he was ministering there, and he said, because I'd been fasting for a number of days, he asked me if my extremities were tingling, which they do when I fast. And so I said, well, that means you have demons. And he said, I'm not going to pray for you for the Holy Spirit until you agree never to go back to that denomination again. It's like, never, ever. I said, no, wait a minute. The guy was a little aggressive, but anyway, I said, if the Holy Spirit tells me to go back, you're saying I have to vow and I'm never going to. Anyway, we just have to be careful. And we especially don't want to have other people telling us we can do this or can't do that. Really need to be led by the Holy Spirit, because that's what coming to Jesus is about, is making him Lord. There are other people that want to kind of usurp that role in our lives, but we have to be careful. I still, after what, 12, it's been many years since I was, I guess 2007, 2008, when I stopped attending, I still haven't gone back. It's easy for me to just snap back and to list the same verbiage, the same phrases, and I don't know, I feel like you have to be careful not to just kind of relax and fall back into the situation again that you came out of. But if the Lord sends you there, I want to be there, and I'm actually anxious for that. But when I left, they told me I could not speak from the front, because that's what I normally did before. I understand that. But anyway, yeah, this guy would not pray for me unless I vowed never to go back to the church again. So he was like blackmailing me, you know. I don't think he meant it that way. I think, you know, when I was praying for somebody down in Spokane recently, he wasn't giving up certain things that were definitely blocking him from getting delivered. And you have to give things up. And, you know, you don't want to be praying for people that
that aren't, I mean, you can pray for people, but when you're praying for deliverance and they're holding on to something, it's like you need to wait until they have given those things up before you get aggressive and kick out demons. Anyway, I have, Michael, it doesn't have to be now. I don't want to disrupt the conversation, but there's something I'd like to bring up to pray about.
Okay. You're talking about
sometime
now?
24/7. What was that again?
Are you talking about tonight?
I just wanted to pray about something, yeah, on the call.
Go ahead.
Okay, my dad fell this morning back in Michigan, and he fell. He's pretty unstable. He's, I think, 93 now. But he doesn't like using a walker around the house. Anyway, he fell into the piano and then hit his head on a windowsill. But his hip wasn't broken. Spine is okay. He broke 3 ribs in a couple places each. So I just wanted to pray for him. He's doing pretty well health-wise, but it's quite feeble. So, but with God, all things are possible. And we have the strength of Jesus. Anyway, Lord, I just come against we know that nothing happens by coincidence or chance, and you're in charge, Lord. We just want to come against the pain that my dad's experiencing. I just don't want to see him on morphine to control the pain. And I also command that his bowels keep working fine while he does agree to this morphine stuff. And I pray we just command those ribs to all get attached again. And I also ask, Lord, that you start filling my parents with faith to trust in you on these things so they don't have to look to man in the emergency room for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing him. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go ahead, Julie.
I'd like to pray for Malcolm's dad too, but then I had something else I wanted to share kind of about the previous conversation. Now, Father, we thank you for Malcolm's dad, and we thank you, Lord, that he didn't get hurt any worse than he did, and we just thank you, Lord, for preserving him and watching over him. And Lord, we just pray health and strength to his physical body. You give life to our mortal flesh, Lord. Your word does. Your spirit is life, and your word is life. And we cover Malcolm's dad in the blood of Jesus, and we do speak healing to his ribs and any other place where he was wounded there, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we command those ribs to be healed up, and there's not going to be any more pain because Jesus did take all the pain. And we thank you, Lord, for giving Malcolm the words to speak to his parents, and at the appropriate time, Lord, they're going to hear. They're really going to hear and get the revelation that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give you highest praises, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name for healing him up, and do a quick work here, Father, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that there's not going to be any adverse reaction, any poisons or anything of the pharmakia in his body, Lord, that all of his organs are healthy and sanctified in truth, Lord, and that you just watch over him. And all his body functions work as they're supposed to in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, that he just see the gift that you've given him, Lord, that he really didn't get as hurt as what he could have been. And we thank you, Lord, that he is still strong and he is able to get around and walk around his home, and he doesn't want to use a walker. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I just pray you give him complete strength in his body, even in his old age, Lord, because you're no respecter of persons. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the other things on the previous subject you were just talking about leaving the church and, you know, not going back and stuff. And one of the things, Lord, was, you know, there was a time when someone let me know that a woman there that I used to fellowship with, and she was a friend and stuff, had died, and she wanted me to go to the funeral with her. And I was like, I really don't want to go back there, I really don't go to the funeral. And I wasn't sure, and I asked the Lord for a word about that. And the word he gave me was, I can't remember where it was in the scriptures in the gospel right now, but it was, you know, it was a chapter where it said, Jesus said, let the dead go, let the dead bury their own dead and you follow me kind of thing. First you follow me. So it's like, I knew he did not want me going back there. And plus I hadn't been out for that long, probably a year or so. But the other thing that was, Lord was reminding me is like, when we come out of those apostate systems of man where they don't have faith, they don't have the power of God, they don't have the real gospel, is we are getting cleaned up. We are getting the leaven of the old, the leaven of the Pharisees and the scribes, all that religious stuff. We're getting cleaned up from all of that leaven. We're not supposed to have any leaven go in when we go into the wilderness. You know, that's something that the Lord was showing me early on, is like, you know, that, you know, to sweep the house of all the leaven, get cleaned up from all the leaven of the old stuff, everything from, and the leaven of Herod, all the rules, regulations, and traditions and all that stuff. And it takes time, and you have to renew your mind with the truth. So anyhow, I hope that might help some other people that were thinking about that, or debating about going back, or why, or should I, or always ask the Lord, he'll show you. Amen.
Amen. He sure will. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Way back, I think it was Will was talking about something about baptism, and reminded me of a conversation I had with my daughter-in-law, Brooke, Blake's mommy. And she asked me, long story short, about christening, baptizing, or whatever, Blake, and wanting to know if my mom's church would do that. And I said, no, they don't believe in baptizing babies. I said, it's unscriptural. And she said, well, my grandmother had given me this dress for her to be christened in. And, you know, she was brought up Catholic, but she doesn't believe in that. And Kurt spoke up and he said he doesn't either. And I said to her, you know, I was just telling her some things. And I said, don't take my word for it. You know, I said, too many people have been led astray from God's word, taught things like baby baptism because they don't read the word for themselves. And I said, read the word for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for what they say, and read it for yourself. And she does have a Bible, and I know she does read it now and then, but so Father, I just ask you, Lord, that you put it deep in her heart to take time to get into your word and spend time with you, Lord. She's a busy schedule now and with working and everything, but help her to understand, Lord, that you're the most important thing, Lord, that you are her savior. And I thank you, Lord, for granting her and Kurt both true repentance and belief in you, Lord, and that put in both their hearts, even Kurt's, wanting to look into your word and read it, Lord, and find out for themselves, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That was the truth, too. Thank you, Jesus. That was short and sweet. All right, go ahead, Malcolm.
I just wanted to follow up on the church, leaving the church thing. The Lord gave me a bunch of dreams about leaving the church and about the denomination, rather specifically. Some of the dreams were so specific about things that have gone on in the history of the church that it'd be hard to apply to another group. But anyway, there was one dream that I had that was pretty specific to the church where I was at here, and actually named the pastor and other, some other individuals. I didn't share the names of some of the other folks, but anyway, I dutifully printed this dream up, and then passed it around, and I even kept a list of the different members of the church there and made sure I had, you know, the people I felt should have the dream. I had a list of that, you know, everybody that I'd given it to. And I remember early on in that process, I talked to at least a couple of people that said, Well, you probably want to be led on the Lord, you know, about passing dreams out to people that may not accept dreams. And I thought, well, yeah, I want to be led of the Lord. But man, I want to get this dream out. What did he give it to me for, you know? So I, in my enthusiasm, I just kind of didn't hear from the Lord about it, and I just kept passing them out. And I don't know, I must have put out, printed off several, you know, a lot of them. But I have to say, I don't know of any positive effect that had other than just to ostracize me from these folks. If somebody hasn't been baptized in the Holy Spirit and they are not even, you know, going to tolerate a dream or any vision or anything like that, well, then you're kind of, I just want to say, be careful about how you deal with folks of, you know, that you're coming out from, because the Lord has his own timing. And it looks to, I think, a lot of us like there's going to be a great reversal where God is going to expose the terrible error, whether it's in the government or the pharmaceutical industries or the denominations. He's just going to expose all that. I think that may be the time when he may want to, these dreams to come to light and to help people. But if their hearts aren't open, you're kind of, you just want to be led by the Spirit on these things. I feel like I learned the hard way, or I hope I learned, but it was a difficult lesson.
Michael, you're muted.
Y'all missed it. It was good. Lord of God, it was so good. go ahead, Will.
Now, I'm just thinking about what Julie said, you know, that invitation came. It looked very serious, like something that you have to attend. It's a funeral. It's your friend. How can you not want to go there, you know? And she went to the Lord, got a word, and got a no. And it's just interesting. It's like similar things are happening to me. It looks like serious events that I have to attend. But just going back to the, I think you're going to get invites. You just have to go to the Lord and get a word if you're allowed to go. But it was a very, that's like harsh, you know, whatever, family member's funeral, you know. Just getting a word and asking the Lord, should I go back? It's an interesting scenario.
Wait till the Lord tells you not to go to your granddaughter's wedding. See if you can do that. You'll have to obey. A lot of stuff like that. The Lord separates you from certain things.
I would
things,
at least show up for the cake and punch. That's the part I'd go to.
Well, that's true. when God is trying to clean you up and separate you, he doesn't want you to. I'll talk for Michael. He didn't want me to go back for a long time. And I missed a lot, and it broke my heart, but God knew it. And it's just it's a cleansing process that he puts us through to get rid of that old stuff. Now, I'm just telling you what happened to me. It may not happen to y'all. I pray it don't. Obedience to God. That's right. But anyway, we're out of time. Lord, I just thank you so much that tonight every prayer was answered. We have this open heaven, and we thank you, Lord, that Kim is delivered. We thank you, Lord, that all the prayers were answered in Jesus' name. And Yvonne is delivered also in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for it. We ask, Lord, that you be with us in the days ahead, that you have prepared us with faith if we do lose everything and we can't go buy groceries or whatever we need to, that we'll just depend on you, Lord, because we know that you can make two fishes and some loaves there and make a good meal. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We just praise you, Father, that every prayer was answered tonight, and Thursday night's going to be an awesome time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, y'all. Hang on just a second. Good night, y'all.